From the Alaska Public Radio Network, this is Alaska News Nightly for Monday, the 16th of June, 2003. Good evening. I'm Steve Hyman. A dispute between the Park Service and a family living on an in-holding in Wrangell St. Elias National Park has stirred up a lot of feelings in the town of McCarthy. The Park Service says it is investigating a case of possible incursion on federal lands and harm to public resources. But residents see another side of the story. They worry the Park Service is setting new policies for access on park lands that will affect all of them. APRN's Jessica Cochran reports.
Residents of McCarthy took notice when the Park Service challenged a local family over access to their land using a historical trail. The Park Service posted signs saying motorized use was not allowed on the trail, except by snow machine when there's adequate snow cover. McCarthy resident Rick Kenyon says that's startling because it could affect a lot of people.
Personally, you know, if in fact I need to get a permit to drive home, I could do that. But see, we operate a bed and breakfast. So what, does every one of my guests now have to get a permit from the Park Service? You can understand what that would do to business. It would affect a lot of our little mom-and-pop businesses.
The issue is complicated because the road used by the family is recognized by the state as a right-of-way under RS 2477. That's an old statute that allowed the creation of routes across federal lands before 1976 and preserves access along those routes. The Park Service doesn't recognize the route and maintains that a permit is required for motorized access. Bob Leffler of the State Department of Natural Resources says the bottom line is the landowners are guaranteed access.
If there's not an RS 2477, basically you apply for a permit and they give you a long-term permit to use the land under certain stipulations. It's arguable if there is an RS 2477, then certain types of travel may or may not require a permit from the Park Service. But since it's sort of ambiguous at this point, and the Park Service appears willing to give a permit, we recommend people just go ahead and deal with the Park Service and get on with their life.
Leffler says currently access issues under RS 2477 are handled on a case-by-case basis. DNR can help landowners negotiate access over federal lands if it's problematic. He says for the most part, the Park Service has been cooperative. The state is also working with the Federal Interior Department to negotiate a more global solution to resolving RS 2477 access issues. The Interior Department recently signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the state of Utah, outlining a process for recognizing the routes on federal lands. Now Alaska is entering into a similar negotiation. John Katz in Governor Murkowski's Washington, D.C. office is working on a draft MOU for Alaska.
That draft will take the Utah framework, but engraft our conception of law, of Alaska law and policy into that framework for presentation to Interior.
The Utah agreement doesn't apply to roads in conservation areas like national parks and only applies to roads passable by pickup trucks and other vehicles. Katz didn't want to discuss specifics of the Alaska agreement while it is being negotiated, but he did say the state intends for the agreement to recognize trails created by foot, dog sled, snow machine, or other methods. The Memorandum of Understanding is being developed as a broad, general guideline, not in response to the McCarthy situation. But Rob Arnberger, Regional Director of National Parks in Alaska, says perhaps the general swirl of activity around RS 2477 is making McCarthy residents nervous.
The folks at McCarthy see this revolving all around them, and I can understand how they might feel uncomfortable with you know, potential changes and what this signifies.
State officials hope more information might help ease the tension. Staff from DNR and the Department of Fish and Game are going to McCarthy this week for an informational meeting on access issues under RS 2477 and the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. In Anchorage, I'm Jessica Cochran.